Next lessons are from the Arcana Celestia and the work Heaven and Hell. From Arcana Celestia 1295. The falsity of cupidities exists when the origin of the falsity is the cupidity or love of self and of the world. As when one seizes upon one point of doctrine and professes it in order to captivate minds and lead them, and explains or perverts the doctrine in favor of self, and confirms it both by reasonings from memory knowledges and by the literal sense of the word. The worship derived from this is profane, however holy it may appear outwardly. For inwardly it is not the worship of the Lord, but the worship of self. Nor does such a man acknowledge anything as true except insofar as he can explain it to favor himself. Such worship is what is signified by Babylon. And they have made them gods of gold, as explained in the Arcana Celestia 10,503. That this signifies that they worship infernal delight is evident from the signification of making them gods as being worship, and from the signification of gold as being the delight of external loves, thus infernal delight. Mention is made in the word of four kinds of idols, namely idols of stone, of wood, of silver, and of gold. Idols of stone signify worship from falsities of doctrine. Those of wood signify worship from evils of doctrine. Those of silver signify worship of falsity, both in doctrine and in life. And those of gold signify worship of evil, both in doctrine and in life. Consequently, idols of gold signifies worship of the worst of all. They who were in this worship not only falsified truths, but also adulterated goods. For evils they called goods, and the derivative falsities they called truths. All those are in such worship who are in the love of self and yet believe the word. For they apply the sense of the letter of the word in favor of all the things which they think and do, thus in favor of the worship of self. And from Heaven and Hell, 555. At first I wondered how it is that the love of self and the love of the world could be so diabolical, and how those who are in these loves could be such monsters in appearance. For in the world, not much thought is given to the love of self, but only to that elated state of mind in external matters, which is called haughtiness, and that alone, being so apparent to the sight, is regarded as love of self. Furthermore, love of self, when it is not so displayed, is believed in the world to be the very fire of life by which man is stimulated to seek employment and to perform uses. And if he found no honor or glory in these, his mind would grow torpid. Who has ever done anything, any worthy, useful, and distinguished deed except for the sake of being praised and honored by others, or regarded with esteem and honored by others? That is what they ask. And can this be from any other source than the fire for glory and honor, consequently for self? For this reason, it is unknown in the world that the love of self, regarded in itself, is the love that rules in hell and constitutes hell in man. This being so, I will first describe what the love is, and then will show that all evils and their falsities spring from that love as from their fountain. The love of self is wishing well to oneself alone and to others for the sake of self, even to the church, one's country, and any human society. It consists also in doing good to all these solely for the sake of one's own reputation, honor, and glory. And unless these are seen in the uses he performs in behalf of others, he says in his heart, "How does it concern me? Why should I do this? What shall I get from it?" And therefore he does not do it. Evidently, then, he who is in the love of self does not love the church or his country or society, nor any use, but himself alone. The evils of those who are in the love of self are, in general, contempt of others, envy, enmity against all who do not favor them, and consequently hostility, hatred of various kinds, revenge, cunning, deceit, unmercifulness, and cruelty. And in respect to religious matters, there is not only merely contempt for the divine and for divine things, which are the truths and goods of the church, but also hostility to them. Here end our readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.